Azure Table Storage is a service for storing large amounts of structured data. After you create a storage account, you can then store structured non-relational data in Azure Table Storage. In this video, I'm going to show you how to export Excel data from and import Excel data to Azure Table Storage. First, make sure you've installed Excel and the Access Database Engine is registered on your local machine. You can check the Windows registry for this key if you're not sure. If the Access Database Engine is not registered, refer to these links to install it. Now, let's go to the sample solution in Visual Studio 2013. First, we need to install the Windows Azure Storage package. So, let's right-click the project name, select NuGet Package Manager, search for the Windows Azure Storage, and then install the package. After the package is installed, we need to configure the connection to the Azure Storage account. So, in the Azure portal, under the New Table Storage account, open the Manage Access Keys dialog, copy the storage account and the primary access key, then replace the placeholders in the home.aspx.cx file. Now, let's build the project to see how it works. Export data from the table storage to Excel. Select the storage tables that you want. Select Show Table Details to view 10 records of each selected table storage, and then click Export to Excel. You can find the exported Excel file in the download folder of the solution. To import data from Excel to table storage, type the name of the table to which you want to import the Excel files. Click Browse, select the files that you want to upload, and then click Import. Please note that there shouldn't be any blank spaces in the table name. When you finish, you can check the imported data details in the table storage.